so much.
Because I'm technologically challenged, so.
So we'll begin today with presenter Dr. Tamina Mirza. She's the project manager of the Adolescent Reproductive Health Project, which is in Bangladesh, and she's completed her bachelor's in medicine and her master's in public health from Bangladesh, and is currently working in the reproductive health sector for the last 20 years. And as project manager, she's responsible for the implementation and providing technical support and coordination among the partners and government and various stakeholders in her organization. So if you could welcome, we'll get started.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. Hello. I would like to present today the Strengthening Adolescent Reproductive Health Project in Bangladesh. The title of the project is The Adolescent Boys and Girls Commit to Improve Their Sexual and Reproductive Health Behaviors After Life Skill Training Supported by Their Peer Educators. Before I start my presentation, I would like to acknowledge my colleagues from Bangladesh, Dr. Munir Hussain, Salina Amin, and Mr. Hassan to help me and support me in this project. Without their support, I won't be here today. And I would like to also acknowledge Canadian CEDA for their financial support for the Adolescent of Bangladesh. I have no financial personal relationship. I would like to begin with the situation of Bangladesh about adolescent. It's about 23% of the total population is adolescents, boys and girls, aging from 10 to 19 years. And out of this 23%, 11% of boys and girls are married in within 11 to 14 years, and 46% are married within the age of 15 to 19 years. And out of 46% of these 15 to 19 years, 27% are already mother of one child. And there is a very poor knowledge of reproductive health issues. Adolescent reproductive health service providers, and there's a very questionable quality services questionable, and discrimination against girls are strongly noticeable in Bangladesh too. This project, the Adolescent Reproductive Health Project, is started in 2008 and it will end in 2012. The project goal is to improve the reproductive health of the vulnerable, poor, and underserved adolescents in selected areas of Bangladesh and to increase their access to the services. We are working with the adolescent boys and girls, reaching almost 200,000, and they include urban and poor adolescents staying in very vulnerable, marginalized areas, out of school, in school, and married, and of course, unmarried adolescents. We are also reaching the stakeholders, the parents of the adolescent, the religious leaders, the teachers, and it is almost about 500,000 if we count the population of the stakeholders. The strategy of this project is phase out, phase in. I would just explain it a little bit. And we are also developing peer educators, developing parent peer educators, giving life skill training to all the adolescents, and establishing adolescent-friendly health service centers, developing partnership with government officials and the non-government officials, and of course providing capacity and capacity building, training, strengthening of the capacity of the government official and the non-government staff on reproductive health issues, and advocacy on implementing national ARS strategy. Bangladesh government and Ministry of Health has developed a very good comprehensive national ARS strategy, and we are lobbying it and advocating it on implementing and developing an action plan. Just to brief about on phase out, phase in, we have started the project in 2008 in selected areas, and we have implemented the project there from two and a half years. We phased out from these areas, leaving a big, huge number of peer educators, parent peers, trained staff, government service providers, and we phased into the adjacent new areas to implement the next half of the project. The major activities of the project is to awareness, mostly the awareness program. We are giving behavioral change communication group session among the boys and girls in the community, developing school teachers, giving training on reproductive health issues so they can talk in the classroom and school, and Theater for Development, TFD show, which is, I have also a presentation tomorrow. You're most welcome to visit my presentation tomorrow, 8:30 in the morning. And this is also, this TFD show is conducted by the adolescent. And parenting session, these parents, peer educators, they talk with the neighbors and the parent to parent, mother to mother, father to father. These are called parenting session. And capacity building of the adolescent, giving life skill training to the boys and girls, and developing peer educators. Other activities include establishing adolescent friend health service in the government and non-government service stations in rural and urban areas, giving training to the service provider on adolescent-friendly health services, and establishing counseling corners in the adolescent-friendly health service centers in the government and the NGO sector. We are also having a good activity on advocacy and networking, and having meeting with the government officials and the non-government officials on reproductive health issues, emphasizing on gender, and of course meeting with the community leaders. This is a picture of showing in the community leaders having a discussion about the reproductive health issues in the rural areas. What is the method of developing these peer educators? We have first identified from door to door, enlisted them, the boys and girls ranging from 10 to 19 years, and formed a group of 20 to 25 girls and boys in separate groups. Some of the villages and urban areas have mixed group of boys and girls. And these groups, then the sessions of BCC sessions, we call it awareness sessions, are taken by the trained staff among the groups. After several sessions, the adolescent boys and girls are given the life skill training. And then at this time, the process of these sessions and the training, the quality of the adolescent has been identified. Those who are more vocal, active, sincere, honest, they are still identified as the peer educators by the staff. Then what happens that the adolescents of that group select the peer educators. They elected that he is our friend, he's very vocal, he's active in our community, so he's our peer educators. And then our project gives the training to the peer educators, and this is the training of leadership training. Then they are involved, these peer educators are involved in the theater of development shows, the stakeholders meeting. They also participate in celebrating different major events like HIV Day, Health Population Day, these are the Girls Power Day, these are the days they take part in celebration. And then the peer educators are taking session with their friends, with the peers, and supported by the staff. And independently, gradually, they take sessions independently in the community. The role of the peer educators is to that they are volunteers. They don't have any salary or any honorarium, so they are not bound to take any sessions. They take they talk with their friends and the group session in the relaxed time, in the play group or in the tiffin school break time. And they also identify the new adolescent who are growing up from 9 to 10 years. They are coming to the adolescent age. They identify them, start talking with them. They also support the other friends who are getting married in the community, in the village. And also stalking and eve teasing is a very big problem in Bangladesh, and they also support the adolescent, try to help them in preventing eve teasing and stalking, and also they refer to their friends and peers to the counselor, and support in the development and the good and maintenance of the clubs, and of course the theater for development. They also conduct this show in the community. After developing the peer educators, we thought of how to follow them up. So we developed a mechanism to how to follow them. We had developed a very pictorial register so they can carry it, and they are very proud to carry that book. They just put names in the or tick mark, identify the new adolescent and the subject they have talked, and there's a number of January, February, March, it's in Bangla, and also the pictures of sessions they are talking to, and this is the month of the whole month. And the end of the month, a facilitator of staff goes around the peer educators and collect the information for reporting. And also the staffs also help them to refer to the counselors. The peer educators, we thought that they are volunteers, so what support work can we do, provide them to the peer educators to keep their motivation? We have provided them the flip chart, very cute flip chart, small, they can carry in the pocket, and there's pictorial, and have all 16 sessions in this booklet about child marriage, physical change, psychological change, about gender, HIV, STI, and of course nutrition and the personal hygiene are also included in those modules. and they also carry the record keeping, the diary I've shown you before. The partners organization organize half yearly peer educator gathering. So the peer educators from the different area come together, have a meeting, share the experience, get to meet other peer educators. Sometimes the quiz competition is organized for them. They love. This is a picture of a quiz competition. They are having a competition on the quiz, and it was on the HIV day. So it also helps in the improving their knowledge, and they feel like they're participating in the project. And we have developed also assistant peer educators identified because of the adolescents. Those peer educators are going out of 19. They're leaving or graduating, leaving for university or going for job or other reasons. So we have side by side developed peer educators to support the his friends, and they take part also in the same similar activities. The result is that we have developed in the phase out areas more than 5,000 peer educators, more than 5,000 assistant peer educators, and these peer educators has taken BC session that is have talked about, that they talk about the friends with the reproductive health issues, and it's more than 56,000 sessions they have taken among their friends and peers. The effect is, the result of this is that we have reliable adolescent leaders developed in the community, reproductive health messages disseminated in the community, and health-seeking behaviors have really improved, and because of the correct information, and they are referred to the adolescent-friendly health service, and they are going to the centers for services and for counseling. And child marriage is prevented with the support of the community, and of course also supported by the, initiated by the peer educators. This is a picture of a rally, the peer educator who was took part in the eve teasing. It was on stocking. They had a rally on the, you know, it's a remote rural area in the school, a girls' school, conducted by the peer educators. I would like to share a voice of a peer educator for a remote village that she was so excited to see us, and she said, my family and my friends and people see me differently. They respect me. I'm a peer educator and also a member of a club. And adolescent, the girls asked me to organize reproductive health discussion, and she's very proud to do that. And I would like to share one peer educator, a girl peer educator. Let me introduce Tumpa, the white girl in the dress, in the white girl. It's her one bedroom room, which she lives with her mother. And she prevented one of her friend's marriage, who was only 15 years old. And she was very strongly discussed and consistently talked with her friend's parents about psychological, physical problem after a child, after getting married, and what happens when she gets pregnant. And she really involved influential community people to convince her parents. She took support from the ARS staff, and eventually, finally, she managed to stop her friend's marriage. And she's only 17 years old, and she's a single mother and studying in grade 10. She's having private tutioning to have some income to continue her studies, and she's a very proud and active peer educator in our project. Of course, we have challenges. The challenges is to sustain the commitment of the peer educators and have motivational support from the community and retain the quality knowledge. We are giving the knowledge and then we are going back. We are having very minimum staff in the project. So it's very important how to retain the quality of the knowledge. And minimum level of presence of counselors and staff is required in the project. If we just pack up and go out at some time, we're thinking about what will happen. About the knowledge they are giving, and they are going out of age also. So who will lead this activity of this project? And at the conclusion, and of course this is also recommendation, that peer educators, the potential source, peer educators are the potential source of information in the community, and the message can be rolled out by them, and the message can be sustained through the peer educators in the community, I believe so. Thank you very much for kind hearing. Thank you. I'm talking about the phase out area. We are reaching the 100,000 adolescents there, and we have developed more than 5,400 something peer educators, and they have one assistant peer educators more than 5,000. Okay.
Any questions?